PRI, Public Radio International.
's all Richard Strauss from Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck. You'll hear Strauss' crowning success, Der Rosenkavalier, along with a world premiere of the suite from his opera, Elektra. West Virginian Francis Yend will sing Strauss' Elektra. We'll have Fritz Reiner with Gregor Piatigorsky, Henri Temyanka, and Vladimir Bakalinnikov at the Syria Mosque. Just Strauss, I'm Jim Cunningham. To begin, Don Juan. Pat and Michelle Atkins have underwritten Pittsburgh Symphony Radio in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. To introduce Don Juan, here are Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Tuba, Craig Knox, Principal Clarinet, Michael Rusinek, Principal Trombone, Peter Sullivan, and First Violin, Christopher Wu. Up first, you'll hear the voice of Craig Knox.
I'm the Principal Tuba of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Principal Tuba is sort of fancy industry jargon for the tuba. There's only one tuba in a symphony orchestra. Now, Richard Strauss, the music we're playing tonight, was an expert orchestrator, and he also was not afraid to let the tuba play some of the thematic melodic material. And one example of this is in Don Juan, where the tuba plays one of the themes with the second trombone. It sounds like this.
Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Clarinet Michael Rusinek.
So I'm coming to you from the middle of this forest of clarinets to show you what a typical clarinet section has to deal with when we play the music of Strauss. So I want to introduce, from small to big, the instruments that Strauss has written for. This is the E-flat clarinet, the C clarinet, the B-flat clarinet, the A clarinet, the basset horn, and the bass clarinet. In Don Juan, you will hear a theme that's played by the clarinet and other instruments. We really hope you enjoy the performance, and if you'll excuse me, I'm just going to grab all my toys here and head on stage. Oh, let's see here. Okay. Just.
Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Trombone Peter Sullivan.
So Maestro Honeck has asked me to demonstrate a few trombone excerpts from Strauss's music. But you know, for all the notes that he wrote for us, there are no solos per se. So I thought what I would do is maybe play a few of the horn solos, those famous horn solos, and you'll see how much better they sound on the trombone. And now how about that great trombone solo in the middle of Don Juan, which you're about to hear. You know, Strauss, for all his love for the brass section, is famously quoted as saying, "Never, under any circumstances, look at the trombones. It only encourages them."
Pittsburgh Symphony First Violin, Christopher Wu.
As a violinist, we have all grown up with Don Juan in our repertoire. In fact, it is the number one piece on audition lists around the country. The excitement and the feeling of being terrified in Don Juan starts right in the opening. It's like going on a roller coaster. You're standing in line, waiting for your turn, and then you get in the car, and there's no turning back. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelts. It's Don Juan time.
Pittsburgh Symphony First Violin Christopher Wu will now rejoin his colleagues on stage here at Heinz Hall for Richard Strauss' Don Juan with the Pittsburgh Symphony conducted by music director Manfred Honeck.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck. You heard Don Juan by Richard Strauss. The Pittsburgh Symphony recorded Don Juan with music director Fritz Reiner in 1941. Reiner recorded it twice more in Chicago in 1954 and 1961. Of course, the first time was the best recording. Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony have recorded Don Juan on the Reference label. Our producer, Stephen Baum, is backstage with Manfred Honeck.
This opening of Don Juan is just amazing. What a great composer, what a wonderful instrumentator he was. It's so wonderful to have Richard Strauss for us conductors, and that's for musicians, it's always an enormous joy to play his music. It always challenging, because technically it's so difficult, but in the end, when it comes together, it's just a joy.
Pittsburgh Symphony music director Manfred Honeck. It's all Strauss from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you. Strauss' Opera Without Words is on the way. From this point on, we'll hear the suite from Der Rosenkavalier and the world premiere of the suite from Elektra, created by Thomas Illa and Manfred Honeck. English author Norman Delmar titled the chapter on Der Rosenkavalier in his biography of Strauss, The Crowning Success. In 1911, Strauss was generally recognized as the world's greatest composer. Salome had appeared in 1905 and Elektra 4 years later. The premiere of Der Rosenkavalier took place on January 26, 1911 in Dresden at the Semper Oper. Extra trains from Berlin and other cities had to be scheduled to handle the crowds who wanted to see the opera. A movie requiring a pit orchestra was made in 1924, since this was the era of film without sound. Hugo von Hofmannsthal wrote the libretto, probing the young love of Octavian and Sophie, with time applying its advance to the Marschallin and the comic character of the blustering Baron Ox. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We'll hear a suite from the opera Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss, Opus 59.
Thank you.
The Suite from Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss, Opus 59. You heard Manfred Honeck conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The Suite from Der Rosenkavalier was heard at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh on the 22nd of October 1948, with Artur Rudzinski conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony. Richard Strauss was born on June 11, 1864 in Munich. He died on the 8th of September 1949 in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. A Strauss world premiere is on the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, the Electro-Symphonic Rhapsody, orchestral suite from the opera, arranged by Manfred Honeck and Thomas Illat. We'll have a visit with the husband of Frances Yend, Frances known for her Strauss roles at the Metropolitan Opera. And we'll hear from Gregor Piatigorsky playing Don Quixote by Richard Strauss in the second half of our broadcast. I'm Jim Cunningham. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. There are archived concerts available on demand. You can hear every Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast anytime you like. Just look for Listen on Demand at WQEDFM.org. I hope you'll take a few minutes to write. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it will help you read concert programs in low light. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. There's a photograph of Taiwan-born assistant concertmaster Wei Sheng Kao, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony website at psoradio.org, and you can send email pso@wqed.org. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is heard on PRI, Public Radio International.